I'm going to tell you how it's going to be. With Scotch's lifetime guarantee. Tape what you want both night and day. Then re-record, not fade away. Re-record, not fade away. Re-record, not fade away.
Every recording as good as the first, or we'll give you a new tape. You can watch Scotch forever.
Re-record, not fade away.
Why not join us for
The Susie
and Sheridan
Show
on Sheffield
Live Radio
93.2
FM
every Thursday
1 till 2 in the afternoon from the Steel City within the Seven Hills.
The Susie
and Sheridan
Show.
Smash.
Quando preparo il sugo per la pasta, ascolto solo il Treno Notturno di Sheffield dal vivo.
This is Sheffield Live.
Howdy ho, we're back.
Two long ones, two long 8 minutes.
That's how we like to do the lunch break.
It's lunch break?
What am I talking about? I'm not at school.
No, we're not. It's good if you like them, but if not, people are like, oh no, this one's going on forever. Yeah, the classic. It's good if you like it. If not, it's hell on earth. So what do we have?
We start with Jackie Edwards, Sergio Say, 1975, Bunny Lee. Produced Roots cover of the Bob Marley and the Wailers original, and then we went into the dub version. King Tubby on the boards for that one, backing band are of course the Aggravators, I guess, before we started, and it was correct. Of that one you can get, I think it's back out again, we just looked, you can pick it up pretty cheap on 45.
Yeah, and if you want more Bunny Lee productions, you can go back into the archive. What are you laughing at? It was a good show.
That was a good show.
Show 215 on in the archive for the Bunny Lee tribute show when he passed away. That was back
that long ago, 200 shows ago.
Yeah, 2020, no less. October. Yeah. I know, time flies. I can't remember if we upload. I'm hoping it's one of those tribute shows we uploaded without our waffle, so it can be enjoyed without our bumblings.
I was laughing along to the Bunny Lee in the studio video.
It's been a while since we've mentioned that. We definitely need to put that in the show notes. If you've not seen the Bunny Lee video, pause everything and go and check it out. It's too funny.
It's the greatest dancing you've ever seen.
Yeah.
It's also an incredibly weird scene.
I can't concentrate now. What did we play after that? Oh, it was OCs, as they were called at that point, with Keys to the Castle from their 19th studio album from 2017, Ork. So yeah, they were. I think the first one that was when they were called OCs, they dropped the playing that because there's a new show announced in Leeds for July at the Irish Centre. You told me about it. I'd missed it. Some fan I am, harping on about them all the time. And you told me about them the day after.
Yeah, it was only when I looked at it as well that the first one has sold out.
Yes, so we've got tickets to that. So we're going to that. And then you messaged me and I was like,
do you want to go again?
So I've bought another ticket. I've offered it to the long-suffering Alma. She said, maybe. So there we go. So, you know, there might be a spare ticket going for anyone who wants to come. But funnily, it was Alma who was with me the first time I saw them in Leeds at the Leeds Met Uni. I think it's been renamed or something. It was great. We had great spots kind of by the balcony near the stairs. So we had like a good place to lean, could see the pit and everything. And then there was this tall guy who was hammered and had lost his friends. So he just kept walking and like mooching around kind of through the pit, by the side of the pit. So it was like kind of in-gig entertainment. It was a lot of fun to watch. So they're coming back in July. Two dates in London as well. I don't know if those ones have sold out or not. I feel like I should be on payroll or at least get some sort of discount for merch.
A free ticket.
Yeah, Nelson mentioned the other day he'd never heard of them. I shouldn't have said that. have this massive Reddit post about beginner's guide. Right, new music?
New Salt now, yeah. This one just landed. We'll be right back.
Understand my sense of urgency. I'm the cat that put emergence in emergency. More than half of mine to save my whole community. I'm just not certain what something like that'll do to me. Sandy's on the mountain pitching for the home team. All the information's listed on the home screen. Once I started, ain't no switching out the plan B. Once I started, ain't no screaming out it can't be. You can catch the bluest ribbon in the Red Sea, or you can catch the true and living in the Dead Sea. Magic lingers while the fingers on your screen scroll. Please believe it, you can read it in the sea scrolls. Fortune frowns on anybody out to take lives. If you're considering a silly thing, then take five. I am avid as I'm having me a great time. I'm aware you might have heard this through the grapevine. When I'm chomping on a bit, it ain't a bit dull. If you want it, you can get it through your thick skull. See, I grew up on Atari playing Pitfall. See, I grew up on Safari in the brick walls. I'm a composite of many different aspects. I'm an undercover operative of Aztecs. Bastion riding Falco trying to spot Artex. Examining the outdoors for the spot Mark X. Behind the wheel of True's Land Cruiser, I cruise land. Listen and you'll hear it, it's a spirit that moves man. Picking out a jacket for hijacking a news van. Rappers don't know diddly, but me, I'm a blues man. I'll be on it like I saw it with a bird's eye. If it's doable, I done it on my first try. Breaker, breaker, peep the fan, I'm about to break fly. Every bit of data fatter than a steak fry. Doing what I gotta to remain on the blacklist. Up until you find out that was only a catfish. Every other human come including an asterisk. Thank you all for snoozing, not for using my last wish.
Pitched a few snowballs, skipped a slew of roll calls. Dipped into the sewer, grew his hair out like a troll doll. Blew the manhole cover up to the sand bluff. Down to the river, took a knee with my hands cupped. Man ate free to hydrate or be ambushed. The slant grow from look at them gutter heavens I can't look. King upset her, surely cursed be the name. Every word I urgent love letter bursting in the flames. Editor-in-chief at the Blood Letter Gazette. Every drip on the cement could fill up another cassette. And does Reaper knocking at me through the diner glass and vitamin. Yes, I know the die is cast, now try the grits. Let him get the check and offer 30 seconds clear to run. It's 10 before he skipped the other 20 on some here I come. Which way'd he go? Strafe and follow any trace of spirit gum. Mustache and glasses disappearing to the zero sum. No road atlas, only roads to Damascus. What the roses are for growing, not for throwing at some pageant. Y'all just pinning little ribbons on each other as catfish. Swimming in a chasm between what you publish and practice. I wake up every day and move different than I used to. Smarter than whichever bears, assuming that you do too. Doozy after doozy up and brushing off the lab coat. Cold bath, both staff back on his max road. Just tapping to the tape gun, mail you back to Hasbro. Bring me to the big cheese, all I see is crab toast. All you see is parachutes raining from the Matmos. All I see is parody and parroting and plateaus. Round here, that's pretty much a cousin to the flatline. I would rather level up than fraternize with magpies. Patron saint of isolation, heart of palm and graphite. Teaching kids to put away the crack pipe. That's life.
Self. Always listen to what the other has to say. Then one day there was an accident and his brother passed away. Barely took time to grieve. First couple years he was coasting, emotions on his sleeve. Been talented but then he overachieved. Became the best like you wouldn't believe. Finally made it to his apex. Said he felt like his brother was there helping him, telling him what to say next. Although he's gone, that bond only grows tighter. I guess you could say he got a ghostwriter. Once was an MC, when he appeared in the cypher. He spit the best shit you ever hear in your life. From the tales I heard, son was the nicest. But not only skilled with the words, he was righteous. Got deep into Islam, when he found a nation and laid the foundation for his rhymes. Raw talent that mentor and refined at 19, he was still entering his prime. Peep the recap though, he had the presence of a chuck with a G-Rap flow. No fear would set it on anybody. He even battled Redman at the Def Jam Christmas party. Murdering everything he spit on. Demos full of high songs, still couldn't get on. It was hard to secure his place, or so he found out. Then he caught a case and had to move down south. Although he had a wealth of raw rhymes, he fell on hard times and ended up in a shelter. Through all that, he was still the same cat. One night, he went out and never came back. Hadn't even been that long when they strong on the guard, broke in the locker and raided his belongings. Especially this one dick face who took all his rhyme books and his Tony Touch mixtapes. You know what time it is. Memorized everything, started fronting like the rhymes was his. In all states like a nomad, spitting them lines. Got the nomad people, was getting some shine. Made use of his contacts. When the legend signed him to an exclusive lucrative contract. Not knowing he jacked the next man to get his flows tighter. I guess you could say he got a ghostwriter. Ghostwriter.
您正在收听的是夜火车 on Sheffield Live。
Listeners, only 25 minutes to go here on the Night Train on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. I like that set. I'll put it out there.
I enjoyed it too.
So it kicked off with something new.
Yeah, the brand new release. I think this landed on Friday, wasn't it? It was Salt. That was the track Create Your Prophecy. The new album is called Chapter One. They obviously heard me dissing them. when was the last time? I remember talking about it, saying
they're a bit slack.
Saying they've just been slacking off and they'd only done one album last year or something.
Yes, that might, yeah.
Yeah, so there they are, straight away. Only took them a week to knock that one out. that one on their own label. You can get it on Bandcamp. The vinyl is due in April. More of a kind of, on my sort of gospel religious tip, this album.
Okay.
But with the that style production that you heard there.
So is it like the 11th album?
I don't know. Someone drew up all the names and the numbers in an order, and it sort of made more sense when you look at them in the order that they're released.
Okay.
But I can't remember how it went.
I think it's funny that people still say it's the Anonymous Collective. And you're like, well, yeah. It's Inflow.
They've got their own credits.
Yeah, and Cleo Soul.
Everyone knows who they are now, right? There is a bit of a weird diss track stuck in there, which doesn't really work with the rest of the album, but yeah, you know. Saying that
this is what people could tune in for, the hot takes on the albums dropped out of nowhere.
Yeah, diss tracks, come to me for diss track news.
Oh, new feature next week, gonna try and find a radio edit of No Vaseline. We can discuss that.
Right, moving swiftly on. Then we played Aesop Rock and Homeboy Sandman when they were in that duo they did together. The last thing they recorded, or released anyway, was in their Lice Guides. That was a single called Catfish, which I listened to all their other stuff, but that one, I don't know, I just seem to have missed it completely. So nice to discover there was an extra song that I didn't know about. It was clean.
Oh, that's perfect. He was supposed to play Sheffield last year,
yes,
wasn't
he? Yes, and it was when there was some problem with the plane strikes, or no, something went down at Heathrow, didn't it?
Yes. Yeah, so he couldn't make it.
Yes, we need to ask Welsh because he was on that bill.
Yeah.
Or he put it on, I think. It's a phonetics. Okay, and then after that
was Buddy Peace with Flashy Molasses from the Stay Frosty instrumental beat tape, released 2017. I was looking at the notes of that, recorded on location in Luang Prangbang in Lao. Mm. It's kind of a companion piece to one of his other mixtapes that was recorded entirely with stuff and sourced and purchased and recorded in Bangkok, I believe. I think that one's available on Bandcamp for Name Your Own Price. It's kind of, yeah, part beat tape, part album. There's a couple of tracks with MCs on. Weirdly, I think we both of us might have the record that samples. I think it might be on... Oh, I forget what it... I think it might be on one of the ones that Daptone... kind of African funk compilation that we've got, I think. I'll have to look into it. So from there, I thought we'll try and keep the off-key hip-hop sample selection going. So I went with new Year Old Droog, the track called Ghostwriter from his new EP called Yod Sterling. That one produced by Edan. On that EP, three tracks produced by Edan, one by JES and one by K-Knight13. A little five-track EP business. All kind of similar style to that, I'd say, that Edan Productions, kind of odd records that you'd never see, but you see him posting on Instagram, you're like, oh, this guy really puts the time in. I do not.
When are they coming to UK?
April. So far, still only one date in the Jazz Cafe, which
Need
is...
more.
Yes.
Can't come all that way just for that.
No,
it's ridiculous.
There's a few more in Europe, so a bit further away.
Maybe we should ask him. Maybe we should just say, do you want to come and play in Sheffield?
Yeah.
You can come in the studio with us. Hang out.
I mean, I've not put on any gigs for a long time, mainly because I
Always lost. Fancy Edan doing some doubles on them decks.
Yeah, slightly wobbly. The mixer works, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Do I want to lose money on a promoted night that I really want to see? Maybe. But watch this space, people. And then one more after that.
Oh, yeah. Pinch, who we mentioned earlier, the guy who ran the Tectonic label. That was one of his super early releases, Quali. That was from Planet Mew label on 12-inch from 2006. Basically, it's 20 years old. That's why I threw it in there. It was featured on the Meren Hobbs Breezeblock Dubstep Wars show. But before it was released, I think it was the first radio play. It was like the outro. I think it was the outro track to that show. And that was probably the first time I ever heard it. And then I remember when it was released, being super hyped to go and pick that up, and then realise I can't really play it to anyone. So I got this wicked new Dance 12 that doesn't really dance. It's got some awesome bass noises.
I think Dubstep Wars is available on the iPlayer again. Oh, sorry, BBC Sounds.
It's coming up, or it's being broadcast soon. I can't remember. I did check it out on the website, but anyway.
Cool.
Old Aphex Twin now. Excellent. 93, I think. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Except when soft rains fall and drip from leaves, then I recall the thrill of being sheltered in your arms. Of course I do, but I get along without you very well. I've forgotten you just like I should. Of course I have, except to hear your name or someone's laugh that is the same. But I've forgotten you just like I should. What a guy, what a fool am I to think my breaking heart could kid the moon. What's in store? Should I fall once more? No, it's best that I stick to my tune. I get along without you very well. Of course I do, except perhaps in spring. But I should never think of spring, for that would surely break my heart in two.
Everyone,
yes, round of applause please.
Yes. Hey, it was touch and go at points today when I was putting together the show, driving here in the what's left of the snow, but we've made it. Hopefully we'll make it home. Stay tuned. See if anyone turns up next week to see what happens.
Send out the search party a week late.
Yeah. Tuned into Sheffield Live and he wasn't there. Are you local? No, I live on the other side of the country. Nobody listen from the hometown? Nah.
Don't be silly. So, we started out that selection with an old Aphex Twin cut from 92, 93 era. It was on Analog Bubble Bath Volume 3, which, just looking on Discogs now, looks like a crazy release.
Absolutely bonkers. I had no idea it was that crazy.
It includes several lock grooves, a track where there's a different song in each channel.
Yep, a locked groove in the middle of the record.
In the middle of the record. And also it comes with a nice insert of places of interest in Cornwall. It's like a promo sheet about Cornwall, some places to go, which is quite interesting.
I think I've been to a couple of them, so I'm pretty pleased with that. I'll save that for next time I go to Cornwall.
You might print it off, be like, I've got this.
This is where we're going. Oh, where'd you get these from? Reflex Record Release 92. You're like, why? Who are you?
I haven't said what the song was called, but I don't want to. It's just numbers.
After that, we had some hot promo action. Jesse Hackett with Snowdance from an album coming soon on Hivemind Records. I think it comes out in a couple of weeks. Somebody who's been, I think, a session musician in the background, now coming to the forefront with this sort of album with piano and saxophone. So check that out if you like that sort of thing. It's slightly kind of off, but not unsettling. What's less than unsettling? Doesn't matter.
Mildly unsettling.
Yeah. Yeah. So we thought I'd keep going with that vein. So after that was OCS, which is kind of the same band, but not the same band as the OCs. That one was just John Dwyer and Bridget Dawson, who's joining them on the tour this year. So that's why she gets another spin on this one. With the Highland Wife's Lament from the Foggy Ghosts, The Ghosts of Foggy Nation, or something the album's called. I forget. But I watched The Wicker Man last night, and there's a similar song sung in a pub at the start. Yes, I think it's called Highland's Wife, something or other. I didn't want to put that one in. I did just want to mention that I'd watched The Wicker Man for the first time. And enjoyed it? Is that the right word?
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't make me sound too weird, does it? And then after that was Chet Baker with I Get Along Without You Very Well, from Chet Baker Sings, released in 1956. That one is from The Lowdown on Disney Plus, which I've finished.
That was quick.
I tried to ration it. I couldn't, and was doing all right. It was like a show a night, and then on Friday I was like, oh no, and just smashed through the last three. It's by Sterling Harjo, who wrote and created Reservation Dogs. Stars Ethan Hawke. It's kind of comedy crime noir set in Tulsa, Arizona, with a stellar cast, kind of ensemble cast, and yeah, twists on the tropes of film noir and so on and so forth. As you'd expect, killer soundtrack as well. It's on Disney Plus. I thoroughly recommend it, and it's been renewed for a second season, which is great, so it means I can stop going on about it. But until people start watching it, I'm going to keep harping on.
All right.
So, one more song tonight. Well, it's technically it's two songs.
Twin Spin.
Yes, it's the first and the last cut from Damon Locke's album that came out last year. So it's Reversed and Reversed Part 2, brackets Something to Love. Yeah, the album's recommended to me. It's extremely dense. I've not written down what it's called, but it's... It's one of those records that demands attention and multiple listens. So we'll just play this and see you next week, I guess.
You have found me, I have found you. We have found ourselves in an impossible situation. The volume is too high. The angle is too wide. We have found ourselves in an impossible situation. The doors are locked. Exits blocked. The words are unknown because the speakers are blown. We have found ourselves in an impossible situation. The lights are flashing, the colors are clashing, heads are spinning, and it's just the beginning. Weaving, stumbling through the darkness.
From top to bottom, it's going to have to be completely reversed. The people in power now
and I have to be kicked out of power. The people that are controlling our lives are no longer going to be controlling our lives. From bottom to top, from top to bottom. It's going to have to be completely reversed. The people in power now are going to have to be kicked out of power. The people that are controlling our lives are no longer going to be controlling our lives.
The man is, you know, he's doomed. In other words, he's doomed. Yeah. Otherwise, the man is, you know, he's doomed. In other words, he's doomed. Yeah. Otherwise, the man is, you know, he's doomed. In other words, he's doomed. Yeah. Otherwise.